This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Six sixteen with Kelvin and Hizril on the Evening Edition, and we're talking about the deployment of the army for the MCO and what implications we could see from this. We're now going to cross over to Liu Chin Tong, former Deputy Defence Minister. Chin Tong, thank you so much for joining us today. In an article you wrote about tackling COVID-19, you said that as a nation, we should approach the pandemic with a mindset of a nation facing a war. What do you mean by this and why?
Basically, we have never seen this since 1945. Since the World War II, there has not been such a major catastrophe around the world, and we are now dealing with something that we have not seen before. And it is important that we see this almost like a war, almost like World War II, and that we need to deploy and mobilize all resources at hand. And military is one of them. Although I think the deployment of army to patrol may not necessarily be the only thing that that we should do, and the armed forces shouldn't duplicate the jobs of the police. It should complement the jobs of the police.
So is mobilizing the army justified? And if so, why?
Okay, I mean, I don't think the minister has explained it well enough. I think there is a communication challenge there. First of all, the armed forces is not just the army. The armed forces also include the Navy, it also includes the Air Force. And within the armed forces, there are many units. The armed forces is almost like a government within a government. It has a medical corps, it has an engineering corps, it has a CBRNE, a chemical, biological, radioactive, and nuclear explosive unit. It has a lot of other units that it can deploy. So that, I think, it's important to know that it is not just about the army. Army is basically the land force. And I think in the crisis that we are going to face, we must be prepared for the worst in order to get the best outcome. We must be prepared that in the event we cannot control, then we may have to face a situation where we may have 10,000 cases. I mean, we'll have to be prepared for those sort of scenarios, in order so that we know how bad it could go, in order to do everything possible to prevent the scenario. So I think as a nation, we have not done enough. We have not. We are saying that 1,000, we're still okay. But if you look at the curve in or the chart of Italy, I am very worried. I am very worried, and which is why I think the deployment and mobilization of the armed forces is one of those things that we should do. But it's important that the armed forces is not just to do patrolling to replace the police. I don't think it should be conceived and should be done this way. So I'm not sure what the minister has in mind. I don't want to defend his decision because I'm not sure what he has in mind. But it is important to know that the armed forces is an important tool for the government and for the people in time of crisis. So the armed forces is not just to fight war, but it has the secondary role of the armed forces is military operation other than war. So when there is a flood, when the civilian authorities needed help, we call on the armed forces to help. I think that should be framed in this way, but it is not to replace the civilian authority. And when the armed forces is assisting the civilian authorities, say, National Security Council or, the police, the armed forces follows the guidance of the National Security Council.
Okay.
So it's still under civilian control.
Right. So on that note, right, just talking about efficacy and how effective this move will be, do you think it will actually encourage more people to comply with the MCO?
That I'm not sure, because to me, we should deploy the police, we should deploy the RELA, we should deploy civil defense, and we should deploy all possible resources at the disposal of the government. But of course, to have the armed forces to help, it is just like flood when you call in the armed forces to help. But the armed forces is not just to do patrol. I want to stress that The armed forces is not there just to do patrol, because the armed forces can do so much more than just patrolling.
Might this not also potentially result in unwarranted fear and anxiety?
I think it depends on how the government conveys it. I don't know what is the intention of the government, so I don't want to comment. But what I want to say is that as a nation, we should deploy the armed forces. For instance, the armed forces may not have to be deployed on the streets, but the armed forces can be deployed to now start planning for, say, scenario 10,000 cases, scenario 20,000 cases. And they may have to start building facilities so that in the event that civilian authorities cannot cope with it, they can come in to and they can deploy the engineering corps, they can deploy the medical corps in order to complement or in order to support the civilian authorities. So to me, I think the minister may not have conveyed the message clear enough. If the armed forces is just used to scare the public, there's no point. To me, there's no point. That is a misunderstanding of the role of the armed forces. But we have our armed forces. We supported the armed forces. We support the armed forces all the while, not just to fight war, but actually to play a major role in civilian crisis.
Right. And we have a question here from Jonathan on WhatsApp, which asks, does the government have to declare an emergency before deploying the army?
Basically, they are deployed under civilian authority, just like when there is a flood, you call in the armed forces to assist the civilian authority, taking instruction from civilian authorities.
Right. What would this look like in terms of coordinating with the police, and how would the army or the armed forces role be different? And could this,
I mean, from what I read, or what I hear from the life service of the minister, I think, is still thinking of the armed forces supporting the police in patrolling. I think that is the minimal role. And I don't want to defend the government because I'm not part of it, but I think that is something that is inconsequential for now. But I hope the government and the people will understand what the armed forces can do during a crisis and encourage and help the armed forces to deploy all possible assets at their disposal so that they can prepare for the worst-case scenario and so that they can help us to prevent the worst-case scenario.
Right. And I understand, and you've said it yourself, that you're quite worried about the current circumstances. What additional steps, then, do you hope the government will take in the immediate term to, I guess, ensure people abide by the order and hope things will eventually get better?
I think the government will have to convey and communicate to the public what would be the worst-case scenario. The worst-case scenario would be the Italy way. What we see in Italy is something that we must prevent. Italy, if you look at the curve, 4 weeks ago, they were at less than 1,000 cases. And there are now 41,000 cases. And it is really worrying. It is worrying because it will stretch our medical resources to the maximum. And by then, it will be too late. So we must, as a nation, we must take a bipartisan approach. I actually hope that the government will talk to former ministers who have experience dealing with various sectors, and who are able to understand and who have already accumulated some knowledge about their own ministry, so that we take a bipartisan approach in preparing for the worst so that we can secure the nation so that we can prevent the worst. In that process, I think a bipartisan approach is needed so that we communicate to the public, this is a national crisis. We are not here to play politics. And we're here to do the best and to tell the public that if we do not prevent this, the worst from happening, the worst will happen. And it is already happening in Italy. But the other point I want to stress here is that the framing of Dudo di Roma Diam Diam may not necessarily be the best framing. Yes, most people should stay home, but stay home, do nothing, may not necessarily be the best thing for the nation. We want everyone to start thinking what they can do, say, for example, to prevent the nation from going to 10,000 cases. What can they do? Of course, ordinary people can ask their friends and to tell their friends not to go out and to share with their friends the consequences of going out and why we need to flatten the curve. But for businessmen, say, for example, someone who has a factory, someone who can actually produce, who can quickly switch his production into producing some medical supply, say masks or testing kits. For instance, should there be mobilized? Should people who have, medical devices or medical facilities of sort, should they be mobilized? Should the private hospital and private clinic be mobilized? And now, should we talk to them? Should we tell them that, okay, you have to be prepared. You have to be prepared for scenario 3,000 cases. You have to be prepared for scenario 5,000 cases. Should we communicate to the public at what point we will have to deploy you? And where do you come in? How do you come in to help? How do we help the people in rural areas, the old people in rural areas? How do the local young people help them to feed them? What sort of psychological support we do for people who need psychological help? I mean, these are the things that I don't think the government has communicated clearly to the public. And this whole thing about army being deployed, I think it was not properly communicated, partly because our nation somehow do not understand how we can use the armed forces as a tool in time of crisis. You see, the armed forces is a policy tool for the government. When the government needs to deploy them, we will have to decide as a society. But not to know the usefulness of the armed forces is the problem for the society.
Chin Tong, thank you so much for weighing in today.
Thank you.
You just heard from Liu Chin Tong, former Deputy Defence Minister, speaking to us about the government's decision to deploy the army to assist the police with the MCO. If you have any thoughts, you can send them through on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9. The Business Station.